Do you remember something that's sort of made out of wood, and it's usually big and round, and sometimes my grandmother used it to catch water with. You know what I'm referring to there? Catch water coming off the roof.
You mean like a barrel?
Yeah.
Like a wooden drum or barrel?
Yeah. Do you ever see one that's smaller that may be used for nails?
Oh, keg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they still sell nails like that around here like that?
You know, nail kegs have got to be quite the collector's item.
Yeah. That's
when I was a kid in the lumberyard who was next door, you know, as soon as they emptied a nail keg, they were just thrown in the trash.
Not anymore.
Those are collector's items.
Are you familiar with the term slop bucket?
Sure.
Okay. That's just something we put peelings and stuff in and take it off the pigs.
Yeah.
Okay. I've mentioned pigs. Do people have pigs around here? People grow pigs around here much?
Very few. Very few pigs around here. Yeah, a few ranchers still do.
Okay.
That's one thing. We can have animals in town, but no pigs.
Okay.
On occasions, we bring our horses in and let them graze next door on these vacant lots.
Okay. You have horses?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Do you have cattle?
Huh?
Do you have cattle still?
No.
Okay. I'm wondering what the different terms are for cattle as far as, are there different terms as far as sex of cattle?
Of sex?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Male and female?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was the female?
Bulls and then the mother cows.
Okay.
And then a castrated bull is a steer.
Okay.
And so I guess that pretty well takes care of it.
Does cow just refer to all cattle, or what does cow mean? Does that mean something in particular?
You know, that's a female that is capable of having a calf.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about heifer? Do you use that term?
Yeah, that's a young cow.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like I guess we call them heifers until they're about 2 years old because, yeah, I know that's right.
Is that a certain sex or is that either
those,
male?
Those are females.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about a ram? What would a ram be?
Ram would be a sheep. Right. Or a mountain sheep, a male.
Okay.
You know.
Uh-huh. Would that be one that can reproduce?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah.
What would the castrated? Do you have castrated sheep then?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They'd be a wether.
Okay. What about a ewe? What is?
That's female.
That's
sheep.
Female. Okay. And what about pigs? A male, female?
Yeah. Male is a boar, and the female is a sow.
Okay.
And let's see, a gelt is, I guess that's a female, or I guess that's a one that's been castrated, would be a gelt.
A gelt?
Yeah.
A castrated pig?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about a horse?
Yeah.
Male, female?
A stallion is a male horse,
mm-hmm.
and one that's been castrated is a gelding.
Okay.
And a mare is a female.
Okay.
And when we refer to a filly, that's a young mare.
Okay. Do you ever talk about stud horses?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be like a stallion.
You know, stud and stallion, that's interchangeable.
Okay.
Terms. But you see, at stud, that means they're a breeding horse that you can breed a mare to, you know, at stud. And so,
okay.
A lot of people they say instead of saying I have a stallion, they say I have a stud. Well, the proper terminology is the animal is a stallion, but they're just interchangeable around here. And I'm guilty of the same thing. Talk about somebody's stud.
Okay. Are there places where you wouldn't refer to animals or you